Charles Hurt, The Democrat Party is Built on Racial Exploitation. By Charles Hurt on June 2, 2020. Why is anybody surprised to see the racial extortion, lawless rioting, and selfish looting in the streets of America's big cities today? All in the name of an unarmed black man named George Floyd, who died in police custody last week. There is a whole political party in America today that is entirely built upon such racial exploitation. Democratic Party leaders in Washington do not actually care about the hardships of blacks in America today. They simply want to weaponize those hardships into votes year after year after year. Or, as one major Democrat in South Carolina famously said, "I don't want to buy the black vote. I just want to rent it for a day." That day being Election Day. They can all go back to their misery all the other days of the year. Like President Trump said, "What have you got to lose? Lawless rioting? That is but a mere extension of the bald dishonesty and unhinged lawlessness that defines the Democratic Party today. Take their lawless pursuit of Mr. Trump, for instance. Ever since he got elected, Democrats have accused him of everything under the sun, from colluding with Russians to steal the election to bribing the Ukrainian government to sparking the Chinese pandemic. All of it has been exhaustively investigated to no end. Some Democrats in Washington are actually still defending the secret evidence they claim to have proving that Mr. Trump has committed all sorts of their invented crimes. It's all lies. Their trumped up, manufactured charges against the president expose the profound lawlessness that even many of their own supporters now realize were nothing more than fantasies. So, really, is it any wonder that you would have roving bands of lawless thugs in masks thronging the streets, torching police cars, smashing windows and burning churches? They learned it from the best. And what about the rampant looting? I mean, why not? As President Obama's chief of staff, who later became the mayor of Chicago, openly preached, "Never let a crisis go to waste." You need a 60-inch high-definition plasma TV? Well, just grab a red cart, smash the windows at Target and load up as many as you can wheel out the door. All in the name of George Floyd. Want a free case of liquor? Take a tire iron and pry open the steel door from the alley and grab all the booze you can carry. All in the name of George Floyd. Truth is, these people don't care about George Floyd. Or anybody else, for that matter. They are worthless criminals who belong in jail for the rest of their lives. They do not belong in civilized society. But is it any different than the examples set by Democratic politicians in Washington today? When the pandemic hit earlier this year, Washington Democrats in the House used it as an opportunity to loot the American Treasury for all manner of ill-gotten booty for all their various special interests. At the height of the global emergency, Democrats passed smash-and-grab legislation to pay off all their constituencies, including labor unions, the U.S. Postal Service, illegal aliens, and universities. They also decided to hijack all future American elections to make it easier to commit election fraud. All in the name of the coronavirus pandemic that was on its way to killing more than 100,000 Americans. So, is it any surprise that the looters and rioters burning American cities today would do the same thing? The really sad part of all this is that George Floyd deserves better. Now, we don't know everything that led up to his unfortunate death. But certainly, he did not deserve to die. At a time when very few things unify America, Mr. Floyd's death unified the country. But that spark of hope was quickly doused. Soon, lawless looters and violent thugs decided to exploit Mr. Floyd's death for their own gain. Like the man said, "Never let a crisis go to waste." Charles Hurt is opinion editor of the Washington Times. He can be reached at Hurt@WashingtonTimes.com or at Charles Hurt on Twitter.